Dan Papscombe is with us at Bloomberg Law, and his division at Bloomberg Law is he's Senior Vice President, Special Investigation, Dinosaurs. And he joins us right now on the dinosaur known as the grocery business of America. And, you know, Paul, I mean, I'm at Whole Paycheck, and I think you're at Wegmans, you're at Wegmans, or whatever. Everybody focuses on these well-tooled machines, and then there's the train wreck of Western grocery shopping known as Albertsons and a couple others. We're going to get a brief on this right now. Don't talk enough about it. Dan Papscombe joins us right now. So, Dan, they've been trying to get out of their misery for, I'm going to say, 30 years. Albertsons wants to merge with who?
Albertsons and Kroger wants to buy Albertsons. So this is the second and fourth largest grocery chains in the country.
Most countries would say, we don't want to do that because it takes away competition. Is this so like nobody cares that Washington doesn't care? Or is this even under debate that if they merge, the avocado is going to be more expensive?
Well, no, there's quite a bit of debate. That might even be an understatement. We've seen a Senate hearing a couple of weeks ago on the matter. Senators pushing both the CEOs of Kroger and Albertsons pretty hard on this. It looks like the FTC is investigating
right. Whether
the merger will concentrate local markets. And labor has come out pretty strong against it, along with advocacy groups.
What part of the grocery, the food process of America, is this true combination and consolidation? What's a tension point? Is it in the fields of California? Is it the trucks from California to warehouses? Or is it in aisle three where, you know, somebody's trying to buy Colgate toothpaste? Where's the tension point for regulators?
Yeah, it's the third one, I would say. There are towns across America where the only stores in town are either owned by Kroger or Albertsons. And these are brands like Harris Teeter, for example. And so the concern is that if you only have stores owned by both of these two leading grocery chains, when they merge, customers won't have any other options.
I mean, Paul, this is like Microsoft and Apple merging.
Sure. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it from a competitive standpoint, although we don't have Albertsons here on the East Coast. So I kind of want to go, Dan, to kind of where our regulatory environment is right now for the M&A space here, because I'm looking at, you know, closer to my bailiwick, Microsoft's got a $69 billion pending acquisition of Activision Blizzard, the gaming company, Call of Duty, which Tom, you know, spends too much time on at home. So, you know, with a beverage of his choice playing Call of Duty. So where are we with that deal? Because that's a big M&A ticket for Wall Street.
Yeah, so at the end of last week, the Federal Trade Commission filed a lawsuit in its in-house court challenging the deal, alleging that Microsoft purchasing Activision would concentrate the market for consoles and basically let them block off competitors from accessing or at least degrading the Activision games on other consoles.
So, I mean, this seems like a tough deal to get done. If I were, you know, I defer to you guys who follow this stuff from a legal perspective, but A, it's Microsoft. So how much bigger does the regulatory apparatus want that thing to get? And you think about Google and Amazon also with some shackles on. And then it's just such a big, big company. What's the likelihood here of this deal getting done? What are the experts telling you?
Yeah, so this is by far the largest acquisition in video game industry history. I think the closest was $12 billion a few years ago. And so Activision and Microsoft have gone on this charm campaign, basically. They've been pushing the FTC pretty hard. They've offered a massive number of concessions, including guaranteeing Call of Duty access on things like the Nintendo Switch. But it's still up in the air. The FTC is focusing not just on the console market, but also the idea that the merger will affect these emerging markets for cloud gaming and streaming.
I mean, I love Call of Duty Strike Team. It's just something that I've really, really, you know, it's on my phone and, you know, I'm playing.
Yeah.
Pharaoh's saying some mumbo jumbo about the 10-year yield and I'm playing Call of Duty Strike Team. But, you know, Dan, I look at this and I go, to me, it screams Microsoft trying to find a new consumer path. Is that really what this is about? Is there, I'm going to say collegially, good morning, Mr. Netta. This is a failed consumer company trying to find a new path?
I don't know if that's true. Microsoft does have a pretty massive control, like pretty big stake in the console market. It has the Xbox, which is one of the leading consoles, but it's definitely expanding into that area, right? The video game market is massive compared to even film and television. There's a lot more money
Well, I was going to say, Paul, help me here. Help Dan, here. What's the EBITDA or, you know, gross profit of a game? It's like it's 90%, right?
Think of it as kind of a movie studio. You got to have these hit titles coming out. And when you do have a hit title, you can milk it for a long period of time. And I guess the question, Dan, is, you know, you look at this stuff from the legal perspective all the time. Where are we? Where is this administration? Where is this regulatory environment for big deals? Is the Biden administration supportive of big deals, or is it, you know, we're going to be really taking a hard look at these things?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a heightened sense of they're watching this more closely, I would say, than previous administrations. Lena Khan at the FTC and Jonathan Cantor at the DOJ have both said, you know, big deals are likely to concentrate various markets, and there's a lot of concern that previous enforcers didn't pay enough attention.
Dan, with your pull, and I mean Dan Pafskin's massive pull in Washington. If they do this, can you get us a little paragraph in there that they got to bring back Call of Duty Roman Wars?
You like that one?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
I love it.
I
think I was the only one who played it. Dan Pafskin, thank you so much. On Albertsons and Kroger's and, you know, Microsoft buys Kroger's?
Oh, boy.
And Albertsons and Activision?
Yep. Then you got something going.
That would be great.